What's up, everyone? This is That Took Money Guy here speaking, your host, and welcome to another episode of the Rocking and Rolling Podcast. It's been a long time since I've done another episode, but a lot of shit has been going on so far due to this fucking coronavirus shit and all that stuff. I've been a lot of indoors recently. We're stuck in a curfew right now in the place where I'm filming this podcast, and the curfew will not last till April 12th, and then everything will be back to normal, hopefully. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of bands and spending time with my girlfriend. And to pass the time today, I've decided to review another Kiss album. I was originally going to be posting To Hell with the Devil review here, but due to technical problems, I couldn't finish it, so I decided to review another Kiss album. And today's album is going to be the 1998 supposedly reunion album, Psycho Circus. Now, I never had a problem with Psycho Circus. I kind of enjoy that album. There's only one song on the album I really don't like, but the rest of the other shit is really good. And as you can see, you're hearing me very clearly right now. I'm using my Yeti microphone, Blue Yeti. I got it for Christmas, and it sounds pretty good. And yeah, let's not waste any more time, and let me tell you a little bit of Psycho Circus. So after Kiss finished doing their reunion tour in 97, they went back into the studio to record their reunion album. And they wanted Bob Ezrin to produce it, but Bob Ezrin was busy with an internet company and all that stuff, so they got Canadian producer Bruce Fairbairn. Now, for those of you who don't know, Bruce Fairbairn produced albums for Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, and Yes. And thanks to him, we didn't get too many good stuff from the album. But unfortunately, this will be his only Kiss album because he passed away a year after the album was released. So yeah, that's sad. But anyway, Peter and Ace really almost did not play on this album. They only played on one song, which is Into the Void, and they sang on You Wanted the Best. I'll get into my opinions on those songs later, but Ace has three guitar solos on this album, on Into the Void, You Wanted the Best, and In Your Face, which is a bonus track I'll talk about much later. And yeah, I don't have any much to say about this album. It was released on September 22nd, 1998, and one song was ripping off I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. And it wasn't surprising that the company behind Alice Cooper sued Kiss because the Dreaming sounded too similar to I'm 18, but it was settled out of court, and yeah, nothing happened. The tour for this album was very awesome. It was the first tour to have 3D effects, and believe it or not, this tour came to where I live in 1999. I wasn't born yet, but I saw a video of that on YouTube, and it was so good. I'm not gonna lie. So with all that said, I had enough to sing about the album. Now let's get to the songs, which is about everyone wants to hear me talk about the songs. So we're gonna start with the title track, Psycho Circus. Welcome to the show. In my opinion, Psycho Circus is a great way to open the album. It sets the tone for the whole record, and that circus intro is kind of very awesome. I kind of dig it, but then when the song gets heavy, it's so amazing. And believe it or not, that's not Ace Frehley on lead guitar. That is Tommy Thayer. There, I said it. Can you please shut up, the ones who think this is Ace Frehley playing the guitar? it's Tommy Thayer playing the lead guitar on the song. And on bass, we got Bruce Kulick. We got Bruce Kulick on bass. This is not Gene. And Paul is the only Kiss member to play on this song. What do I think about this song? I think it's a great opener. It's a great song and great rocker. And the song actually was nominated for a Grammy, but it ended up losing to Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Are you just kidding me? They lost to somebody from a band I really don't care for. But that's my opinion. If you like Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, that's fine. So yeah, that's all I said about Cycle Circus. I give Cycle Circus a 10 out of 10. It's a great opener to set the mood for the record. Alright, so up next we got the first Gene song on the album, Within. This song was actually a leftover from Carnival Souls, because you can tell by the intro that was Bruce Kulick playing the intro. But I think Within is a pretty cool track. It's not one of my favorites of the album, but it's certainly one that is pretty interesting to listen to. I listen to it time to time. I usually skip it, but it's kind of interesting to listen to it. So I give Within a 7 out of 10. Alright, so we got Gene out of the way. Now let's get to the third song on the album, I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. Now remember when I said at the beginning of the episode that there was one song on this album I really don't care for? Well, this is it. I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll. This song is not amazing to me. It's kind of dull and boring. And I usually skip it every time. It starts like, skip. I really do not like this song. I can see they're trying to replace Rock and Roll All Night, and I really don't mind them trying again. But this one is just bad. I'm sorry with this one, but I'm going to have to give I Pledge Allegiance to the State of Rock and Roll a 3 out of 10. It's not very good in my opinion. We got that song out of the way. Now let's get to the first A song, Into the Void. Now, Into the Void is the only song all four members play on the song. All four original members. Peter Criss plays the drums on this song, and everybody plays their parts, respective parts. Now, I love this song. It's not my favorite song of the whole album. I'll get to my favorite song of the album in a minute. And it just gives it an amazing feel to the song. So, Peter's drumming makes it good. I love when Ace sings the chorus, Into the Void. I Want to Get Away. It's so good. So, Into the Void gets an 8 out of 10. Yeah, that's the highest I can give it. If I could give it a 10, I would have been proud, but 8 is fine for me. So, let's get to the next song on the album, and the song that usually everybody dismisses as bad and their least favorite of the album, We Are One. Now, We Are One is the song that usually everybody dislikes from this album, but me personally, I don't care. I love We Are One. I love the melody. I love the way Gene sings it. I love the acoustic guitar during the second verse. And I can tell Tommy Thayer is in backing vocals, because when they sing We Are One, I can hear his voice in the background. The ending, I love the ending. Imagine if this was the last song they played on the last show of the End of the Road tour. That would have been the epicest closer to one of the best to rock's greatest careers. So yeah, We Are One is my favorite song off the album, and it gets a 10 out of 10. Great song, great ballad. I'm a huge fan of power ballads, by the way. And it's an amazing way to close out the first side of the album. So let's go to the next track in side two, and the song that all four members sing on, You Wanted the Best. First time I heard You Wanted the Best, I was kind of confused, because why are all four members singing on it instead of playing it? But I've grown to love it so much. I love Ace's guitar solo on this song, and I love all four original members singing. And on the chorus where they say, I love that part so much. So the ending is stupid, yeah, I know. But I kind of like it when they say blah, 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 blah. It looks like they were coming out from a Kiss show or something. So You Wanted the Best, despite that stupid ending, You Wanted the Best, I give it a 9 out of 10. A great song where all four members sing on the last song that all four members appear on. So after that song, we get another anthem, Raise Your Glasses. We'll be right back. Now, Race for Glasses was another one of those songs on the album I usually skipped when I first heard it, but now I've grown to love it more. I like the chorus where Paul sings, "Everyone around the nation, raise your glasses now." And at the beginning where he says, "I took a ride with a one-way ticket." I love that part. And the guitars make this song sound amazing. I love everything about this song. So, Raise Your Glasses, I give it an 8 out of 10. A great song. So, up next we got the only Peter song on the album, "I Finally Found My Way."
Many people tried to help me on my way. So little time, and there's still so much left to say. There's no explaining all the things that I've been through, but I finally found my way to you.
Now, "I Finally Found My Way" is another one of those songs on the album that people usually dismiss as garbage. I've grown to enjoy some parts of "I Finally Found My Way," but most of the time the song is so boring to me. But unlike "I Pledge Allegiance to Say Rock and Roll," I kind of dig this song a little bit more. So I'm gonna score it a little bit higher than "I Pledge Allegiance." I also love Peter's vocals on this song and the way he sings "Remember When We Used to Hide Away." I love that part so much. So "I Finally Found My Way," I give it a 5 out of 10. Yeah, that's the highest I can give it. I can't give it a 6. So yes, up next we got Dreamin', aka
Ripping Up.
"I'm 18.
He chortled. "What a life."
So this was the song that Alice Cooper's company sued Kiss because it sounded too similar to "I'm 18. And I haven't heard "I'm 18 yet, but I've read the story that they got sued because the "Dreaming" sounded similar to "I'm 18 by Alice Cooper. And I took a little bit of a listen before I started recording, and they have their similarities, but it's not the same song, in my opinion. Now, as for the song "Dreaming," I think it's a whatever song. I don't like it that much. I only like the intro and a little bit of the beginning. But the rest of the song just, it's kind of dull and boring. So, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give "Dreaming" a 4 out of 10. It's not that good to me. So, up next, we got the last song on the American version of the album. Yep, I say American because we're going to be reviewing the Japanese bonus track in a couple of minutes. So, the last song of the American version of the album, "Journey of a Thousand Years."
Just where you come from.
Now, the first time I heard the beginning of the song with the little bit of I don't know if it's like sleigh bells or something like that, I was like, ooh, this is gonna be interesting. But then the piano came and I was like, what the fuck is this? Then Gene started singing, I was like, what the heck is this song? I don't like Journey of a Thousand Years. I'm sorry. For those of you who love it, I'm sorry. I know if it's your favorite song on the album, I'm sorry. I don't like this song. But I will say one positive thing. It's much better than I Pledge Allegiance to the Say Rock and Roll. But it doesn't say that I give the song a 4. I don't like Journey of a Thousand Years that much. But hey, the intro gives it a little bit of points. Now, like I said, we were going to be reviewing the Japanese bonus track that came on the Japanese version of Psycho Circus. And that track is the last A song on the album, In Your Face. Now, the first time I heard the beginning of In Your Face, I was like, wow, who's this gonna sing? Is it Gene or is it Paul or is it Ace? When Ace came in singing, I was so happy. I love In Your Face. If this was included on the American version of the album, it would have been on my top 5. But since it was included in the Japanese version, I have to score it separately. So, In Your Face, there's a lot of good things to say about the song. First of all, there's Ace's vocals, which make it good. And another fun fact, this song was written by Gene Simmons. I was like, of Gene, of all people who wrote this song? I was surprised. And the guitar playing by Ace is amazing, and the drums are amazing. Everything on this song is amazing. So, In Your Face, I give it a 9 out of 10. And that concludes Psycho Circus. Now, in my opinion, Psycho Circus is a good album. It has its flaws, but it's still a good album. Sure, I will dismiss the songs that I really don't like, but the rest of this album is very good. I don't see why people really hate this album, because they were expecting more hard rock. But I know the reason why people hate it is because Peter, Chris, and Ace really did not play on this album at all, just on Into the Void, and they only sang You Wanted the Best. Now, the color of this album, the album cover, I love it so much. Sure, I've seen some kids saying that's a creepy album cover, but I don't care. It's a very amazing album cover. I love the lenticular cover when you move the CD around, the curtains open and it reveals the clown face with the four members in between. And yeah, the cover looks amazing. And yeah, that concludes Psycho Circus for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I will be doing more episodes soon. I'm just trying to get to find some more time off to record more episodes for the podcast. So yeah, this is going to be the last episode for a while I find some more time to record more episodes while I listen to more albums as well. So anyway, guys, this has been That Toy Money Guy from the Rock and Rolling Podcast, and we'll see you all on the next episode. Cheers, everyone.